Even more pain at the pump. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Gas prices continue to set record highs. Oil industry analyst Treby Lundberg says prices spiked over the past 2 weeks.
In these 2 weeks, the retail price of gasoline, regular grade, jumped 33 cents per gallon to $4.71. And although there might be a pause of some sort now, briefly, we may be seeing similar price hikes later this summer.
Lundberg says how high prices go over the summer will be largely affected by the crude oil market. The average price of the pump is $1.61 higher than it was 1 year ago. President Joe Biden is in Tokyo, where he's expected to announce more on new economic partnerships. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is in Tokyo.
The subtext of this trade effort is security concerns. Japan is the host for the launch, and they are looking to the U.S. for reassurance over increased Chinese intrusions in territorial waters. And South Korea, where Biden touted plans from Hyundai and Samsung to build new plants in the U.S., has looked to Biden's visit as a chance to push back on North Korea, still threatening a nuclear or ballistic missile test while Biden is here.
The president indicated he would be open to meeting North Korea's leader if Kim Jong-un is serious. As cases of monkeypox rise globally, President Biden saying it's something to be concerned about. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on ABC's This Week.
I think the president is right. Anytime we have an infectious disease outbreak like this, we should all be paying attention. But I feel like this is a virus we understand. We have vaccines against it. We have treatments against it. And it's spread very differently than SARS-CoV-2. It's not as contagious as COVID. So I am confident we're going to be able to keep our arms around it.
Jha believes more cases will pop up in the coming days. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The World Economic Forum returns in Davos, Switzerland after a two-year pandemic break. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
The last time world elites in politics and business met for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland in 2020. Then-President Donald Trump headlined the show.
We will forever be loyal to our workers, our citizens, and our families. The men and women who are the backbone of our economies, the heart of our communities, and the soul of our countries.
President Biden this year, who's currently on a trip to Asia, skipping the World Economic Forum, where 2,500 world leaders, including more than 50 heads of state and government, begin the first in-person forum in 2 years that'll center around the theme history at a turning point, economic, environmental, and societal priorities. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Pope Francis today expressed his spiritual closeness to Catholics in China, voicing hope that the church there operates in freedom and tranquility. He made no mention of a 90-year-old cardinal who was recently arrested in Hong Kong for allegedly colluding with foreign forces. He was later released. Doja Cat had to cancel her concerts for the weekend. Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
Doja Cat is sidelining her summer tour with The Weeknd after the artist posted on social media that she has to undergo a medical procedure on her tonsils. She wrote, "The surgery is routine, but the recovery is going to take a while due to swelling. That means I have to cancel my festival run this summer, as well as The Weeknd tour." She went on to say that she feels horrible, but can't wait for this to heal so she can get back to making music. Doja Cat recently took home the Billboard Music Award for Top R&B Artist, Album, and Female Artist. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.